Shri Ishopanishad, Mantra 6. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyevanupasyati sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tato na vijagupsate. One who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. This is a description of the Mahabhagavat, the great personality who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord's presence is realized in three stages. The Kanishtha Adhikari is in the lowest stage of realization. He or she goes to a place of worship, such as temple, church, or mosque, according to one's religious faith, and worships there according to scriptural injunctions. Devotees in this stage consider the Lord to be present at the place of worship and nowhere else. They cannot ascertain who is in what position in devotional service, nor can they tell who has realized the Supreme Lord. Such devotees follow the routine formulas and sometimes quarrel among themselves, considering one type of devotion better than another. These Kanishtha Adhikaris are actually materialistic devotees who are simply trying to understand the material boundary in order to reach the spiritual plane. And those who have attained the second stage of realization are called Madhyama Adhikaris. These devotees observe the distinctions between four categories of being. Number one, the Supreme Lord. Number two, the devotees of the Lord. Number three, the innocent who have no knowledge of the Lord. And number four, the atheists who have no faith in the Lord and who hate those in devotional service. The Madhyama Adhikari behaves differently toward these four classes of persons. The Madhyama Adhikari adores the Lord, considering him the object of love. The Madhyama Adhikari makes friends with those who are in devotional service and tries to awaken the dormant love of God in the hearts of the innocent. But the Madhyama Adhikari avoids the atheists who deride the very name of the Lord. Above the Madhyama Adhikari is the Uttama Adhikari, who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee does not discriminate between atheist and theist, but sees everyone as part and parcel of God. The Uttama Adhikari knows that there is no essential difference between a vastly learned Brahmana and a dog in the street, because both of them are part and parcel of the Lord. Although they are encaged in different bodies on account of the different qualities of their activities due to their previous lives. the Uttama Adhikari sees that the Brahmana particle of the Supreme Lord has not misused the little independence given by the Lord, but that the dog particle has misused its independence and is therefore being punished by the laws of nature, being encaged in the form of a dog. Not considering the respective actions of the Brahmana and the dog, the Uttama Adhikari tries to do good to both. Such a learned devotee is not misled by material bodies, but is attracted by the spiritual spark within those material bodies. But there are those who try to imitate the Uttama Adhikari, flaunting a sense of oneness or fellowship, but who behave on the bodily platform, and they are actually false philanthropists. The conception of universal brotherhood must be learned from an Uttama Adhikari and not from a foolish person who does not properly understand the individual soul or the Supreme Lord's super soul expansion, who dwells everywhere. Clearly, it is mentioned in this sixth mantra that one should observe or systematically see. This means that one must follow the previous acharyas, the perfected teachers. Anupashyati is the exact Sanskrit word used in this connection. The word anu means to follow, and pashyati means to observe. Thus the word anupashyati means that one should not see things as one does with the naked eye, but should follow the previous acharyas. But due to material defects, the naked eye cannot see anything properly. One who cannot see properly, unless one has heard from a superior source, and the highest source is the Vedic wisdom, which is spoken by the Lord Himself. Vedic truths are coming in disciplic succession from the Lord to Brahma, from Brahma to Narada, from Narada to Vyas, and from Vyas to many of His disciples. Formerly, there was no need to record the messages of the Vedas, but because people in earlier ages were more intelligent and had sharper memories, there was no need to record those messages. They could follow the instructions simply by hearing once from the mouth of the bona fide spiritual master. At present, there are many commentaries on the revealed scriptures, but most of them are not in the line of disciplic succession coming down from Srila Vyasadeva, who originally compiled the Vedic wisdom. The final, most perfect and sublime work by Srila Vyasadeva is known as Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. There is also Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken by the Lord Himself and recorded by Vyasadeva in His greater work known as Mahabharata. These are the most important revealed scriptures, and any commentary that contradicts the principles of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam is unauthorized. There is complete agreement among Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. And no one should try to reach any conclusion about the Vedas without receiving instructions from the members of Vyasadeva's disciplic succession. Because they believe in the personality of Godhead and His diverse energies, as they are explained in Sri Ishopanishad. According to Bhagavad Gita, only one who is already on the liberated platform, Brahma Bhuta, can become an Uttama Adhikari devotee and thus see every living being as one's own brother. This vision cannot be had by politicians who are always after some material gain. But one who imitates the symptoms of an Uttama Adhikari may serve another's outward body for the purpose of fame or material reward. But one does not thus serve the spirit soul. Such an imitator can have no information of the spiritual world, whereas the Uttama Adhikari serves and sees the spirit soul within the material body, serving him or her as spirit. Thus, the material aspect is automatically served.